In 2023, investment real estate really began to get weird and is getting stranger throughout the rest of this year. Let's jump into what lending, equity, and operations look like in 2023.
Welcome to Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf, the show with weekly topics designed to help you learn how to build your ideal life through real estate investing. My name is Kenny Wolf, and I've been a real estate syndicator and investor for almost 12 years now. And in this time, I've built a successful real estate investment firm, Wolf Investments. If you're new to the show, make sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode comes out.
All right, so what's weird about commercial real estate investing today? The really odd thing is that the operations are running smoothly. We're seeing rent growth and higher occupancies on site. And then on top of that, we're continuing to upgrade unit interiors. And as we get them done, they're flying off the shelves. We're still getting our rental premiums. So what all that really shows is that this housing shortage that we have in our country has only gotten worse as the Fed raised rates. So multifamily remains a very strong and solid asset for the long term because of the underlying metrics. There's so much demand, way more demand than supply, and that's going to cause for the long term, probably 10 years down the road, for rents to keep going up and occupancies to remain strong. So what's acting weird now, though, is one minor thing is the insurance rates. So if you're in the business in multifamily investing, you know that your insurance premium jumped up big in 2023. The level of increase really depended on where your asset was located and if you had the ability to package your properties up and get a reduced rate through a master policy or a captive insurance policy. On top of that, with insurance companies having some catastrophic claims the past couple of years, and those same insurance companies not making that much money on Wall Street because it's been pretty much stagnant, the only way for premiums to go up were up big and even bigger, it felt like. So our solution here at Wolf Investments was to create a captive insurance policy, and that really reduces the amount of insurance costs that we have compared to some competitors that only have maybe one-off insurance policies. But we still had increases as well. It was not very pleasant feeling to see those rental premiums, those insurance premiums jump up so big. But the really big thing that's causing this strange market, this just a weird time in commercial real estate investing, is the lending side. So the Fed started raising interest rates back in March of 2022 and just kept raising them through July 2023. Now, whether he stopped or paused or whatever, that's kind of up for debate for the rest of 2023. But we've got a lot of folks think it's about stabilized, and at some point, whether that's 6, 12, 18 months on the road, they should start coming down again. But right now, well, what's causing the big issue is that a big piece to the equation of real estate investing is the lending portion. We had interest rates, even as much as, over a year ago, in the threes, the 3% interest rate, right, for these massive non-recourse loans. Well, today, you're looking at more like a 6% interest rate, so it's double the interest cost through your Fannie, Freddie Mac, HUD agency loans. And if you have to go to a bank, you're looking at more like a 9% interest rate right now, which is just crazy increase from comparatively to the 3%. And with that big of an increase, that really that cost for interest on your investment, which is your lifeblood for commercial real estate, is a big impact. So we've got this really strange period of commercial real estate investing going on right now, and I kind of boil it down to there's a tale of two cities right now. So we've got rents that are increasing, we've got occupancies that are high and stable, and the housing shortages that is only getting worse by the day. That means that housing as an investment will continue to have the wind at its back with these awesome underlying metrics going forward. The what's separating the two different types of multifamily investors right now are what kind of debt did you place on your asset in the past 2 years or so. The debt placed on the commercial real estate is really what's creating this tale of two cities. So for those that locked in agency debt, so Fannie, Freddie, or HUD, you've got a low fixed rate interest rate loan, and you're absolutely fine on your investment. Your biggest concern is, how much more can I raise the rents? You're trying to beat down and manage your insurance costs, and really you're down to the, you know, the blocking and tackling and what it takes what it takes to operate a well-run apartment community. So the folks that are in trouble or okay to in trouble are the folks that use bridge debt from 2021 and on. So those in the worst camp right now are the folks that got bridge debt in 2021 and on and did not get a rate cap. I personally don't think there's a lot of them out there because when we did bridge loans those couple years, we bought rate caps and we were forced to buy rate caps from our lender. So, but going back to those that did not, they've got floating rate debt in a time when the Fed rates raised rates so quickly. That's a recipe for disaster for those deals. I'm very glad that we bought rate caps on all of our deals, and that's going to be a saving grace for a lot of those folks that did the bridge debt back in 2021 and on. The agency loans right now are the saving grace. So if you have a bridge loan and you're stabilized and you're able to go to a Fannie, Freddie, or HUD loan, that's going to be the saving grace for your asset. You've got a fixed comparatively low interest rate compared to the banks. You don't have to buy a rate cap. Again, the interest rates being so low compared to the banks, you're going to be able to ride out the storm. So for those that did have rate caps on your property, you're probably doing okay. Obviously, that all depends on what you paid for the asset. So as long as you didn't overpay and get caught up in the hype, you're most likely treading water and looking down the road at what your refinance options look like in 2024, maybe 2025. Multifamily property sales were down 75% in 2023. And that's all due to investors deciding to hang on to their assets and try to ride out the storm. And the whole storm is about these interest rates. So if interest rates start to come down early in 2024, there won't be as much blood on the streets for those that have the uncovered floating rate debt right now. All right, so what does multifamily look like in 2024? I'd say no one really knows, but these are the things to take into consideration when you're looking at multifamily next year. Rents and occupancy should remain strong, just like we said a few times here, but and then all fueled by the housing shortage. Single-family homes most likely won't see a huge drop in value. There are way too many people that locked in a 3% fixed interest rate for 30 years. So for those folks to put their house on the market, they've got to, for them to trade up, right? They've got to leave behind a 3% fixed interest rate and trade it in today for a 7% rate. That's why you're seeing a very low volume of housing, single-family homes that are on the market. It's too costly to move right now. So, and that'll continue till 2024 until the Fed begins to lower interest rates at some point, we think, next year. Even then, I don't think you'll see a big drop in single-family housing pricing as there will be, at that point, years of pent-up demand for folks trading up their homes. So that means multifamily will still remain high in demand and our rents will continue to push up because the other option of single-family will remain high on pricing. Again, that'll drag up the rents in multifamily and drag up our values long-term. So, but for 2024, in the short-term, what does that look like? Multifamily is gonna be really interesting to watch because there's a lot of vulture money that's sitting on the sidelines right now waiting for some steep discount in the commercial real estate space. Some distressed assets will definitely hit the market next year for sure. And if there is a discount to the sales price from the 2021 to 2022 kind of peak right now, it'll be dictated by two things. What's the interest rate environment next year? Is the Fed going to start cutting rates in January or June or December next year? No one really knows. I don't think they know at this point. The second thing to watch out for is how competitive is that vulture money going to be? So if there's a lot of money on the sidelines going after just a few assets that are in trouble, you're going to see them bid up the price. But you're looking at what's the discount. We don't really know. It's interest rate and how competitive are folks going to get buying multifamily assets next year. So what we did here at Wolf Investments to test the market here in 2023, there weren't a lot of sales comps to compare to. Brokers didn't really know what multifamily was valued at this year because of the 75% lower volume of sales in multifamily. So what we did is we wanted to test the market. So we took some assets that we did not have to sell. They were stable. We had great loans on them. But we still wanted to test the market. So we put these assets, these multifamily assets for sale, out on the market in Cleveland and Dallas-Fort Worth. So for the Cleveland assets, we're actually going to contract now for roughly last year's pricing. Again, these are stable assets. They can go out and get an agency loan, right? So and that makes it a much easier deal for them on the financing side. For our DFW property, we're actually supposed to get offers for offers today, so I'm not sure how those will shake out. But what I can tell you is that we had a record amount of confidentiality agreements and property tours for just a 76-unit asset. There's a lot of competition out there looking to buy these assets even today. But again, these are stabilized assets. They can go out and get a decent loan from Fannie or Freddie Mac right now. So again, tale of two cities, but for the stable assets, your value's there. It's not going anywhere. So for those that have distressed assets or not stabilized assets, your goals in 2024 is going to be as quickly as you can, get them stable, go to an agency loan. Then that's going to give you time to get through the next couple of years as this kind of, you know, what happens in 2024, no one knows. But if it's a distressed, if it's a buyer's market, then it'll give you some lifeblood to get to the next seller's market in the next year or two. So your business plan is going to go up, you know, your hold time is going to go up probably by a year or two, but at the end, your value and your investment in multifamily will still remain sound. The underlying metrics in multifamily remain strong and should continue to do so over the next 10 years. The housing shortage in our country will definitely have put the wind at the back of multifamily investments. Today, investors that have stabilized assets will do just fine over the short and long term. For those that have unstable assets and have to refinance in the next 12 months, they're going to have to dig deep to get to the other side. For those folks, I say stay in the fight and see the investment through. The returns are going to be great in 2025.
This has been Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf. Thanks so much for listening.